sponsoring tonight's, this afternoon's talk. We're happy to be hosted here by Bates Attune, which the sadness of this is, of course, this is some of the few, maybe the last thing that we'll be able to hold, event we'll be able to hold here. It's been such a great venue over the last number of years to meet for art, for book launches, for talks, for workshops, and so many other things over the last 4 years. So it's a bit sad. We're still not quite sure what will fill its place, but for Robert and everybody else, a great thank you for hosting us over these past few years. One of the mandates that comes from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission is to understand the importance and impact of the legacies of colonialism in Canadian society, and not just the historical colonialism, but the importance to address today's injustices towards the Indigenous peoples. Toronto is an historical meeting place and territories of the Haudenosaunee, the Huron-Wendat, the Neutral, and others. Historically, the Great Lakes is also known for the Dish with One Spoon wampum compact between the Iroquois and the Ojibwe, which was a compact for the protection and sharing the resources of the Great Lakes. And of course, this is the area that is also known as the Toronto Purchase, with a treaty with the Mississaugas of the New Credit. We regularly hold talks at Bates Attune. Now we'll be holding that at different places. On December 13th, we'll be holding a talk with Jason Moore from his new book, Capitalism and the Web of Life. I think that is at United Steelworkers Hall. In January 12th, we'll be holding the launch of the Socialist Register on the new volume, Rethinking Revolution. That will be at the Lula Lounge. The Global Labor Research Center is also holding a talk on Saturday, the 12th of November, at the Workers Action Center, with the new book from Aziz Chaudhry and Adrian Smith on unfree labor, struggles of migrant and immigrant workers in Canada. At the back, you'll see a book table with a bunch of pamphlets and materials from the campaigns that we've been working on through the Center for Social Justice Socialist Project, dealing with transit struggles in the city, the problems that we're having with the TTC. The various campaigns related to transit, also the Fight for 15 and Decent Work campaign that we've been working on, and a bunch of other stuff. So take what you want, leave a donation if you can. As well, there's donor cards for the Center for Social Justice, which is a charitable donation, which allows us to bring in speakers such as Eli and others, to host a bunch of other workshops and to support various grassroots initiatives in different parts of the city, Regent Park, Jane Finch, and other places we've been supporting different initiatives. Today's discussion is on Chinese workers' uprising, union workers, and resistance in China today. I'm going to turn the chairing over to Winnie Ng. Winnie is, of course, well-known to everybody in the city as the longtime person with the Canadian Labour Congress in the city, and now is the Sam Gindin Social Justice Chair at Ryerson University. And Winnie, we'll turn it over, and she's here now. Maybe I'll just mention one other thing. Since Lou had difficulty coming in through the border, she couldn't get a visa in time, was held up, and so on. So we've had to Skype her in for today. She missed the conference as well in Toronto, so she's a bit upset about not being here all around. So, great.
Thank you. Hi there. Good afternoon. First of all, I just want to apologize. I mistaken that our session to start at 2:30, so I came in late. I want to welcome Lou for Skyping in. Before we start, I just also want to bring Anna Lou up. Anna is the co-president of Asian Canadian Labor Alliance, and she's also an organizer with the Energy Professionals, Ontario Society of Energy Professionals.
Hi everyone, welcome. Welcome Lou and Eli to Toronto by Skype and in person. So thanks everyone for coming in on Sunday afternoon. And I just want to welcome everyone on behalf of the Asian Canadian Labor Alliance and all the other organizations who helped organize and promote the event for today. I am really interested in what our speakers have prepared for us today. I'm sure you are too. I did a little bit of reading for the event today, and it's a very interesting time in China right now in terms of labor relations. So I'm very excited to hear about what's happening and to hear about the organizing that the workers are doing in China and to get some ideas in terms of what kind of obstacles they are facing and challenges. And despite all of that, they've been able to still organize, even with difficult state and employer obstacles in front of them. So welcome, and I'm looking forward to the talk. Thank you.
Thank you. I guess we are all here because China, as an emerging superpower, quote unquote, in the world, is now going leaps and bounds in terms of their extensions of being a state-controlled capitalist state. And part of what has been fascinating is how all workers on the ground has been organizing. And despite all the oppressions, all the suppressions, people keep pushing and keep going. And so I'm looking forward to hearing from both speakers, both in terms of the impact of globalization, capitalism, imperialism, on the going on, the daily happening, daily struggles of workers in China, but more importantly, how people have been resisting. And that, to me, it offers a whole new model of the organizing for countries in the South, more so than what's happening in the North. And so, a long time. I'm going to start off by introducing Lu. Lu Chen is the Assistant Professor, College of Liberal Arts at Temple University. Her research and teaching has been concentrated in globalization, labor, and labor movement, and the political economy of the development of in China. Her first book, Inside China's Automobile Factories, The Politics of Labor and Workers' Resistance, published by Cambridge University Press in 2015, explores the current conditions, subjectivity, and the collective actions of auto workers in the world's largest and fastest growing automobile manufacturing nations. The book provides an inside look at the daily factory work life of auto workers and a deep understanding of the roots of the rising labor unrest in the auto industry. So, without further ado, we'll get Lu to start off, and then I'll introduce Eli. Take it from there.